Now you're about to see the time-lapse footage to in order to make this. Just if you want to try to make this yourself on a fake dollar, try to follow what I did.
That is 12-year-old Avery Miller explaining how to make something called the $5 Bill Murray. You may have seen one in circulation. You can see a photo at our website, hereandnow.org. It is a $5 bill with a few changes that make Abraham Lincoln look a lot like actor Bill Murray. Now, it is illegal to deface federal currency, and Avery doesn't in his video, but he was kind enough to join us from Michigan Radio in Ann Arbor. Avery, welcome.
Hey.
And Avery's mom is also with us. Rhea Miller, welcome to you.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
Well, Avery, how did you get interested in the $5 Bill Murray?
Well, I saw it on Twitter, actually, and I said, wow, that's cool. So I wanted to figure out how to make it.
And how do you make it?
Well, you need to add a beard to Abraham Lincoln, and you also need to add like a little line on the forehead and make the face wider. I go into more detail in the video, but that's basically the simple steps to it.
Well, and it does look like Bill Murray, and I wondered as I watched you do that, have you even seen any Bill Murray movies before? Do you know who he is?
I've seen Ghostbusters and stuff. That's really about it, I think.
A family favorite is Groundhog Day.
Oh, yeah.
But you haven't seen Lost in Translation, Avery?
No, I don't.
Not
I think
yet.
That's PG-13.
He's not PG-13 yet. Well, and you do point out right at the beginning of your video that it is illegal to deface money. So you're doing it with not a regular $5 bill, but you've printed out a larger version, right?
Yeah. The video is more about how to turn a picture of Abraham Lincoln into Bill Murray than, you know, defacing currency.
So no money was harmed in the making of that $5 Bill Murray?
Yeah.
What did you think about this, Rhea, when you found out that your son had shown others how to make the $5 Bill Murray or even knew how to make it?
I actually didn't think too much about it because he has many videos that he makes. So it was just another one in a stream of videos that he had made. I thought it was pretty good. He's always been very artistic and, you know, he's able to duplicate things like that pretty easily. So I actually was surprised to see that so many people had viewed it and that anyone was really paying attention to it. He has a lot of stuff out there. So you know, it's good, but I didn't really think as much about it.
Well, tell us about some of the other sites that you have, Avery.
I have AveryMiller.org, which is sort of like a personal portfolio sort of thing. And then I have AMRant.com, which is like my tech blog sort of, and I do a lot of ranting on there.
Ranting about what?
Technology and science and stuff.
Now, you've also developed some apps that you sell on Google advertisements. Tell us about those.
I got a few of them. I put them up on the Android market because I've always wanted to like make an app and stuff. And
if I could interject,
yes.
He actually has quite a few apps, and they're all free. I think the most impressive part about him is he's figured out the ability to make money off of his apps.
Monetize.
He's monetized. he has just free apps, but he's put AdSense on the app. So
yeah, Google AdSense.
He didn't need a summer job this summer because he is, at 12 years old, doing quite well with the AdSense.
Well, and I see that you say he's making around $70 to $100 a day, which has made it ridiculous that you pay him 50 cents a day to make his bed and empty the dishwasher.
That is correct.
Yeah. It's been down recently, unfortunately, because it's summer. And
well, and I think parents are kicking their kids off their Androids in order to go play outside.
Yeah, but yeah.
But yeah, he's doing quite well. And it's all – he has free apps that he's just – I think he's found a void in the market, and kids have picked up his apps and seem to enjoy them. So we've been impressed with how he's pulled this off.
What do the apps do?
Well, I have a few fan apps out there, like, you know, and I have one, which I think I called it Cabinet, and you type in three stuff that you have, like, in your cabinet, like food items, and it will tell you something that you could possibly make out of those
like
three
make
ingredients.
For dinner.
Yeah. Mm.
He asked me one night, what is it that you want? What kind of app would you like? And I said, I'd like something to tell me what to make for dinner. And so he did. He created an app telling you what's in your cabinet based on what's in your cabinet. It pulls up recipes on Google or
a custom search engine.
It's a custom search engine.
Yeah.
And what about the math app, Avery? Because that one is probably the most famous one that you have.
Yeah. Well, there is this website that all my friends would play at school, and I said, hey, they don't have an app yet, so I made one. And it turns out on their website, they have a mobile website, but I never really saw anybody using it. So basically the app is just like a shortcut to their mobile website.
And it allows people to play math games.
Yeah. Yeah, they have like math games and flash games and stuff they got on there, yeah.
How many downloads?
I think I actually checked earlier today on that one. I think it's at 300, like 90 or 40,000 or something.
390,000?
Yeah. I think it's around that. Yeah.
Wow. That's great.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what do you want to be when you grow up?
Whew, maybe like an app developer, or maybe I'll be making enough money to actually make a living, or I don't know. I got lots of stuff, like maybe an entomologist, somebody who studies bugs or like insects and stuff, or something tech related, like in Silicon Valley or something. Maybe work at Google or something.
And make real money instead of just $5 Bill Murray's.
Yeah, yeah.
Avery Miller is an eighth grader at Tecumseh Middle School in Michigan and a very good maker of the $5 Bill Murray, also host of blogs, AM Rant and AveryMiller.org. And Rhea Miller is his mother. Guys, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
Yeah, it was great.
And again, you can see the $5 Bill Murray at hereandnow.org. Well, before we close out the hour, one more thought on Robin Williams. As a child of the 80s, he was kind of an on-screen father figure for my generation. In Hook, when his character confronts his fears to rescue his children. In The Birdcage, when his character is willing to pretend to be straight to help his son. And of course, in Mrs. Doubtfire, when his character pleads before a judge to let him see his kids.
Ever since my children were born, the moment I looked at them, I was crazy about them. Once I held them, I was hooked. I'm addicted to my children, sir. I love them with all my heart. And the idea of someone telling me I can't be with them, I can't see them every day, it's like someone saying I can't have air. I can't live without air, and I can't live without them. Listen, I would do anything. I just want to be with them. You know, I need that, sir. We have a history. And I just, they mean everything to me, and they need me as much as I need them. So please, don't take my kids away from me.
Well, in real life, Robin Williams did have three kids, including a daughter, Zelda. His last tweet was a message to her that said, quarter of a century old today, but always my baby girl. Happy birthday, Zelda Williams. Love you. Zelda tweeted back Monday night after the news of his death with a quote, you alone will have the stars as no one else has them. In one of the stars, I shall be living. In one of them, I shall be laughing. And so it will be as if all the stars were laughing when you look at the sky at night. You, only you, will have stars that can laugh. She added, I love you. I miss you. I'll try to keep looking up. Z.
That reference to looking up from the daughter, when Robin Williams received awards, he would always give a shout out to her and tell her, look up.